nearing the climax of the Shev Dinachemta, the seven Haftaros that transport us from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. The seven Haftaros are supposed to be a series of Haftaros of Nechama from the end of Yeshayahu. And as you look through the Haftaros, you get the impression that there is a progression. At the very least, the earlier Haftaros sound like they're talking about Yeshua from Tzara, and the later Haftaros, and Kisavo is certainly in that category, are more than just about Yeshua from Tzara. The later Haftaros are about Geula Shalema. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach, Daf Tzadi Ches, points out that the closing words of this week's Haftarah are among the most central in understanding Geula, in understanding how we picture the Geula Hasida, or how many pictures we have of the Geula Hasida. The Gemara points out that there's the last two words seem like they're at odds with each other. Oh, beautiful! The 60th parak of Yeshayahu, beautiful, very rousing psukim, a description of Klal Yisrael being transformed. Some of these psukim we even use when a Jew steps out of Shiva back into circulation. One of the psukim that we have the praxis to use is from near the end of the Haftarah, Lo Yavoi Ochim Sheikh. The Shalmu Yumei of Leich, Avelis will be over, but Yeshayahu in the original sense is speaking on a national level, on a cosmic level. And then the climax of this Haftarah, talking about the transformation of Klal Yisrael Asid Lavo, it says, Ani Hashem Bi'itach Hishana. I am God, I will make this happen. I'm going to rush it on time. The Gemara points out, well, take your pick. I think we've discussed in the past. So you don't have to be a yakka to understand that those are at odds. Are you on time or are you ahead of schedule? One or the other. And the Gemara points out, this is the source of the notion that we've heard of the Kates, that there's a final time by which Mashiach will come. That's based on the word, the second to last word, bi'ita. Hashem says, I will bring the geula in its time. But then Achishana, I'm going to rush it ahead of schedule. So that's where you get the idea, well, the Mashiach might come on time, or Mashiach might come ahead of schedule. Okay, so that's what we call it a kates. It's the last time by which Mashiach can come. But which one is it? Is Mashiach coming then, or is he not coming then? Whatever Mashiach is coming, and whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu has in store, that's not just the kates, that's not just the last possible moment, that is the moment. So Gar points out that apparently there are multiple pictures for how what Bias HaMashiach might look like. Certainly multiple pictures for when Bias HaMashiach might happen. One version is a set time, Bi'ita, that Kadosh Baruch has a time in mind when Mashiach comes. There's also the option of Achishanu. There's the option of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing Mashiach ahead of schedule. So which is it? So the Gemara says it actually depends on our Bechir Chashus. The Gemara says, Zachu Achishanu, lo Zachu Bi'ita. The bottom of Tzadi Ches someone else in Masech HaSanhedrin. If Klal Yisrael will be Zochir, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach ahead of schedule. If not, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach on schedule. What that seems to speak to is it's not just a question of timing, but the question of two possible dynamics that could drive Bias HaMashiach. We could earn it. We could deserve it. We can bring Mashiach. But Mashiach doesn't need us to bring him. One option is that we actually Zochir, our mitzvahs, our zechuyos bring Mashiach. But at the same time, even if we're not zocha, Kadosh Baruch Hu plans to bring Mashiach ben kavacho. That's why it's one of the animamen. Mashiach will come regardless of what our decisions are. Our decisions will impact when. The Gemara goes on to say our decisions will also impact how. Gemara has a steer between Zechariah and Daniel, whether Bias Mashiach will be a totally miraculous process or a slow, more natural process. An idea that the Arachaim develops at length in Parshas Balak, whether Bias HaMashiach will be the result of natural political evolution or it'll be a sudden, totally miraculous event. Versus the same teretz. Zachu versus lo zachu. If we deserve, we earn Mashiach, Mashiach will come as soon as we have earned it and suddenly and with miracle. But if not, then ani v'rocha v'chamar. Zechariah describes it will be a natural-looking process. The end result will be the destination will be the same. A flesh and blood descendant of David and Shlomo, who will be king over Klal Yisrael, will bring Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael, build the base on Mikdash. But how we get there, when we get there, and how we get there, that depends on us. What that captures perhaps is the following. The fact that if we don't deserve Mashiach, it'll be a natural process, perhaps captures the following idea. Bias HaMashiach is more than just schar. Bias HaMashiach, as Rav Shailat and others develop, Chiyas HaMeisim is beyond Olam HaZeh. But Bias HaMashiach is the perfected version of Olam HaZeh. The Rambam writes extensively based on the Amora Shmuel and Sanhedrin that the Most of Mashiach is not going to be miraculous. Most of Mashiach, Olam Kimin Hagano, the world will operate normally, and it's not going to be beyond Olam HaZeh. Science will work, will be in this world, it will be this world the way it's supposed to be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans to bring this world to perfection, whether we deserve it or not. So if we deserve it, right away, with Nisim, the moment we deserve it. If not, that's the way the world is developing anyways. It's often very hard to see. And when life is particularly painful, so it's very hard to see. But the natural ultimate, the world is evolving towards its perfected state, which is Yemos HaMashiach. That's the perfected state of Olam HaZeh. And as such, if we're not Zocha, so we'll get there gradually. Ani V'rocha V'chamar, Bi'ita. We should be Zocha to help Yemechesh the Gula. Kapsh.